The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. We air the grievances here, 844-967-2789. I shouldn't call myself out like this, but Evan knows I missed the post. There was something in that last article that, you know, made reference to the fact that the Putin invasion is some of a, you know, a Trumpster fantasy come true. There was a specific quote, a fantasy fulfilled. You know, and who did we play? I had to pull one deep out of the vaults. Evan, what did we play for the folks?
Aldo Nova fantasy.
I know, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's been years since I even heard that song. And today I thought, man, we get to play it. And Crudy missed the post, man. I missed the line that would have made that, you know, conclusion all worthwhile. So let me apologize. I've already let the audience down in so many ways. Don't let me down, though. 844-967-2789. And a fine guest coming soon, a co-devil who never lets us down, James Santel. Biden got his justice pick. We'll certainly talk about that. We'll talk about the latest in the Trump legal travails. And, you know, perhaps even a little foreign policy. My favorite. Not really. Here is the, you know, the next one. And I would point out, once upon a time, the very first time they ever invited me on Foxy News, I was on a panel, a supposed panel. It was me and the host. And it was Joe Walsh, former congressman from Illinois. I'm sure WCPT 820 listeners remember them, some Joe Walsh. Perhaps you all do. Strong-minded guy, sort of opinionated. And when I, you know, kind of went toe-to-toe on this little panel, you know, because you're there to scuffle a little for, you know, the enjoyment of the Fox News viewers. But we were there to discuss the Trump tax cuts. And I effectively said the Trump tax cuts are for the rich. They're entirely going to benefit the rich people. And you might throw some crumbs to the peasants, but don't tell me there's any real benefit for the working stiff. All the proposals at the time, you know, supposedly to save money for the working stiff, were just, you know, like tax credits, like a, you know, you get your tax return a little bit early. They weren't actually tax savings in the same way they were for the rich people. And that was what, a unfunded $1.5 trillion giveaway to rich people. And Joe Walsh at the time said, you know, basically, when Trump said, well, that's not what it's about. And Joe Walsh said, no, nah, I believe Trump. I said, well, he's lying and apparently you're dumb or something of the sort. And Joe Walsh started stuttering in response. I don't think he'd, you know, been called out in quite a forceful manner like that. Very strong, this Crudy. So anyways, I want to come back and admire what Joe Walsh had to say, because here he is being all strong and not at all like most Republicans in this circumstance. On Friday, former Tea Party Congressman Joe Walsh, Republican of Illinois, a vocal conservative critic of Trump-era Republican Party, remarked that he was relieved that former President Donald Trump was no longer in charge at the moment Russia is launching a violent, full-scale invasion of Ukraine. You and me both, Joe. If Trump were president, the United States would be doing nothing, all caps like Trump used to like to do, would be doing nothing to stop Putin. Thank God Trump isn't president. Now, this remark didn't sit well with Fox News contributor Liz Peek, who responded calling him delusional and seeming to blame delusional President Joe Biden for the crisis. Well, of course, you know, Fox News, they're kind of on home team for the last guy and the Russians, apparently. I'm not sure which home team they're on. But anyways, so Joe Walsh had tweeted out, the United States is leading an alliance of nations, doing all things they can do to prevent a dictator from invading a foreign nation. Two thoughts. This is all on Putin. And if Trump were president, the United States would be doing nothing to stop Putin. Thank God Trump isn't president. And then Liz Peek from Foxy News, you know, you like at Joe Biden are very delusional. Reality check. This could not be going worse. Walsh, however, was quick to respond with two simple questions for her. And I got to say, in this circumstance, I'm starting to admire Joe Walsh. Liz, respectfully, two questions. Number one, Putin and only Putin is responsible for this invasion, correct? And two, Biden has done a really good job of unifying our allies to respond, correct? Thanks. You know, like, thanks for playing, Felicia. The invasion of Ukraine has already reached the capital city of Kiev, and the residents taking shelter inside subway stations, you know, to try and protect themselves from the ongoing bombings. And so Joe Walsh, you know, I know I slapped you around a little bit on Foxy News, but, you know, I admired you slapping the Liz Peek from Foxy News around on your Twitter stream today. I mean, I realize we got to go to former congressmen and we got to go to guys like Adam Kinzinger, who's soon to be a retiring congressman. There are very few Republicans of conscience, very few Republicans that are even, you know, forcefully calling out the former president for saying what? Putin's very smart. Genius. I mean, those are troubling remarks. I realize he's the former. He's not the current. But when you got a whole party, a whole political party is built on the predicate that whatever Donald Trump thinks is how we all think. It's groupthink. It's cultthink. And it's all led by Trumpthink. And if Trump believes that this is genius on behalf of Putin, and of course, this is a huge aggression. This could precipitate a world war. You know, genius, as Donald Trump would say. Come back with us. You know, I am so sick of them trying to lay this weak at the mantle of Joe Biden. Come on, man, as Joe would say. No one was weaker than Donald Trump on the country of Russia. I got a fine guest. He's never weak. Only strong. The strongest of guests. Former U.S. Attorney James Santel. He'll explain it all. He'll help educate me and you. And maybe even Dominic, if he's listening. So come back. More Devil's Advocates. It's Friday. Thank God.
Bye, Felicia.